Jacob Albrock in the house from Eyewitness Sports, Shane Dennis, and yours truly, 948 as we roll on this Monday, January 14th. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets, Kellogg and Tyler. Your Cindy Twitter question coming up next and into hour number two. A little college basketball. Pretty good weekend for two-thirds of the Kansas teams. And Wichita State may have taken steps forward. But is that how we're really starting to judge this basketball team at this point? We'll get into that in just a little bit, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets. Side Pockets, the corner of Kellogg and Tyler, with what's on tap each and every day here on Sports Daily. All right, Shane, time for the Cindy Twitter question. What do we have today?
Taking into account everything that happened over the weekend, how are Chiefs fans feeling hosting the AFC title game? At KFH Radio is where you can find the question. And when you vote, please retweet. All right, how are the Chiefs fans feeling hosting the AFC title game? More confident than ever, a tad worried about the Patriots, or next Sunday is going to suck? 49% say they're a tad worried about the Patriots. 38% say more confident than ever, and 13% still think Sunday is going to suck. In other words, they think they're going to get their hearts ripped out. 13% still more than a little bit wary of losing the AFC Championship game. So
let's have a moment here with Chiefs fans, because we needed it before the game, and you know, I think for 49% of people, we need to still have it. A tad worried about Pats is fine and it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But there were so many conversations last week where everyone just assumed the Chiefs would look, you're the one seed. You've got Mahomes. You've got Andy Reid. You've got home field. Expect to win these games now.
So you're saying 38% saying they're more confident than ever is way low.
Yes. It has to be way low. You just dominated the team that everyone was convinced owned some sort of hex or curse on you. You just dominated the hottest team in football by far in the Colts, mm-hmm. with a quarterback that's ripped your heart out before and is a really good quarterback, and a roster that is really good. All of these things, like, stop and take it right now. Like, don't look past or back to anything else than you're the one seed, you've got home field, you've got Mahomes. Nobody has more offensive weapons than you. Your defense just played their best game of the year against a good offense. You've got Andy Reid back there drawing something up. You should be confident, not worried. Like, the first thing that comes to your head shouldn't be, oh my God, the Patriots looked really good. It should be, we looked even better, and we're going to go win the game. That's the way it should be for the next decade. That's what's so fun about it. Like, you get to be that team now.
As a free consultation,
yes,
put on by Jacob Albright. You're welcome.
The pouting last week before that game, I can't take it. Like, you're the one seed.
Oh, it's the most.
Like, what are you worried about?
Because it's the most unfulfilled fan base. All of sports.
This side of
maybe.
The Vikings.
I get it, but
yeah, exactly.
But you have got to, like, it's why, like, I never live outside of what's happening right now in sports, because I think it's crazy. You never, like, I don't run around as a Cowboys fan saying, oh yeah, well, the mid-90s were great. No, right now sucks because they can't get over the hump. Next year, I don't care about that until we're playing it. It's, you know, I want to be competitive every year, but you can't look past what you're doing right now. And right now, nothing else matters other than what's happening right now for the Chiefs. And right now, it has never been better, and they've never had a better shot in the last, you know, lifetime of most of their fans to win a Super Bowl. That's the reality of it. The Patriots should be worried about going to Arrowhead and playing Mahomes and the Chiefs. The Chiefs shouldn't be worried that Tom Brady's coming to play you at home.
That's a good way to look at it, I suppose. Bill, you have the last word of the first hour.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, I absolutely agree with him. I think the Chiefs' early favorites are 3, over and unders, I think, is 57. I think they easily cover that 3 at home. I think the fan base, I think it's probably going to be louder than it ever has been.
Should be.
I did check the weather, it's supposed to be wind chills close to 1 or 2 and about 17 degrees. But being that said, I don't think that's going to hurt the Chiefs at all. I think they have found they are clicking on all cylinders now. Patriots have lost four road teams, and they did not play well in any of those games. So I fully expect the Chiefs to come out of there with 31-24, 31-20 game winner.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Fair enough.
Hey, Bruce, remember last week when we talked about the Cody mm-hmm. Parkey challenge with Goose Island? Did you hear about this, Jacob?
I saw something.
Goose Island.
It's beautiful.
Is a brewery in Chicago, and they welcomed everybody to come try to make a 43-yard field goal in front of their place. They put up makeshift goalposts and let whomever, including Mike Golic Jr.,
no kidding,
try to kick a 43-yard field goal. Care to guess how many made it?
Percentage-wise?
Zero.
I'm going to guess less than 5%.
That would be 0%.
Yeah.
101 people tried it. Nobody made a 43-yard field goal, which does not surprise doesn't surprise me a bit.
The ball was tipped.
It was tipped.
Give him a break. God.
And the dude handled it so well. I mean,
maybe better than anybody's handled that kind of thing before.
Yes. I mean, just staggering disappointment and the letdown of his teammates and everything that went with it. And he just handled it like an absolute champion. So pretty entertaining stuff, though. And boy, Goose Island, nice thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
I love putting your money where your mouth is or your beer where your mouth is. What was it, Shane? They were going to give someone a case of beer every week for an entire year, right?
Basically free beer for a year. They had to amend the offer after the fact, but the premise was great.
God, that's just a great, great effort. And knowing all the whole time they were going to get plenty of pub, but very little chance that anyone would do it. It helped that it was snowy and windy on the Saturday that they did it this weekend. All right, we continue here in a moment. 1 hour in the books. We'll get into a little college hoops as we continue that hour two. Straight ahead. Stay with us.